From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Planning Board last week reviewed a proposal to transform Palacios Family Resort into an overnight camp for special needs children. The board reviewed an application for the new use of the property submitted by Jacob Barhoren. Barhoren submitted the application in the religious institution category of the town code because the facility would serve the Hasidic community and include daily prayers and worship. The project provides accommodations for 60 children, 60 staff, and 50 other people, such as family members, using the existing buildings. No new construction would be required at the resort located at 71 Landon Avenue. Town Attorney Michael Smith and Code Enforcement Officer Elliot Finn disagreed about the categorized use of the property. Smith said, and I quote, "It's overseen by a religious institution, but it's actually a camp. The true use of the land is as a camp," end quote. "The state has set special requirements for overnight camps for children," Smith said, "as well as for special needs children." He said, and I quote, "I'm not suggesting the use is inappropriate, but we have a responsibility to make sure this board really looks at this and assures the safety of the children," end quote. Planning Board Chairman Joseph Izzo said, and I quote, "The project is worthwhile. We just don't want to get into a situation where we're not following the proper procedures," end quote. The Planning Board voted to refer the project to the Zoning Board of Appeals for an interpretation of the town code for direction on how to proceed. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado has announced the creation of an agricultural advisory committee to be made up of farmers and agricultural leaders from every county in New York's 19th congressional district. The Rhinebeck Democrat made the announcement May 4. Delgado said the 40-member group will provide input on ways Congress can better support small upstate farms. He said the 19th district is the 8th most rural congressional district in the country and the 3rd most rural district represented by a Democrat with more than 5,000 farms and 8,000 farm operations in the district. He said the best idea for empowering farmers come from those who actually devote their time to the issue every day. Delgado said, and I quote, "I'm looking forward to working with the advisory committee to prioritize small, mid-tier family-owned farms who are too often marginalized by Congress," end quote. Among those chosen as members of the advisory committee, Columbia County Farm Bureau President Jim Davenport, Hudson Valley Agribusiness Executive Director Todd Erling, Greene County Farm Bureau President James Van Orden, and Barry Zeger of Frost Valley Farm. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. The State Democratic Committee, March 4th, approved a non-binding resolution in support of a ban on fusion voting. New York's minor parties, including the Working Families Party, have proposed in recent years in part because fusion voting allows them to cross-endorse candidates nominated by major parties. Republican candidates often seek the endorsement of the Conservative Party, while Democratic candidates for office frequently seek the Working Families stamp of approval. Smaller parties, like the Women's Equality Party or Independence Party, have used cross-endorsement to meet the $50,000 vote threshold to remain on the ballot. Some Democrats contend the practice weakens the Democratic Party and confuses voters. New York is one of only four states that allow fusion voting. Working Families slammed the proposed resolution last week. Bill Lipton, WFP New York State Director, wrote in an email, and I quote, "Make no mistake, this is a direct attack by Andrew Cuomo on the Working Families Party, our grassroots supporters, and progressive activists across New York in political retribution for the historic gains we've made together over the past year," end quote. A spokesman for Cuomo denied that the governor had a hand in the move to vote on the largely symbolic resolution. The legislature would need to pass legislation to ban fusion voting. Read the full story in the Times Union. Joseph Spector is reporting for the Democrat and Chronicle. The state legislature March 4th passed a bill intended to prevent kids from having access to guns in their homes. Under the measure, gun owners can be criminally charged if a weapon is not safely stored. The bill's sponsor, Assemblymember Amy Paulin of Westchester County, said, and I quote, "Despite all our progress, it is still simply too easy for guns to fall into the wrong hands," end quote. The law would apply to gun owners with children under the age of 16 residing in the home. It requires that a rifle, shotgun, or firearm be secured in an, and I quote, "appropriate safe storage depository," end quote, or be rendered incapable of being fired with a gun-locking device. The bill would also require individuals to safely store their guns when children are present in their homes, even if the kids do not live there. Republicans criticized the bill, saying it would make it difficult for gun owners to use their weapons if their homes are being attacked. They said the gun owners would have to go to different places to retrieve their guns and ammunition. They also claimed the bill is unconstitutional, saying it impedes a person's ability to act in their own self-defense. Read the full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.